Well, here in the Aberdeen Hall, you can hear the band just finishing a number, and I can see the people dancing in the gay Monegasque colors draped around the ballroom, the red and white. It's a very gay scene here, but, of course, we're all waiting for the moment of truth on this occasion when the princess and her party will arrive and stand on the steps at the entrance to the ballroom there and be greeted with a salute from the orchestra. But meanwhile, they've just arrived, and they're upstairs in Toddy O'Sullivan's penthouse. Toddy O'Sullivan is the manager of the hotel, and he's giving them an opportunity to freshen up before they make their entrance, and they're also having a quiet drink. And Caroline Mitchell is up there waiting to tell us what's happening. So over now to you, Caroline Mitchell.
Well, here I am in the penthouse, seven floors up, looking over the rooftops of Dublin, and the princess has just arrived, and she is looking rather pale because she has had a most terrible experience getting here. The crowds have literally mobbed her, all I know, in a very good-humoured way, but she was held up because the cordons broke, and the Tishuk and Mrs. Lemaire arrived about half an hour ago. They preceded them because they did not go to the concert which the royal party attended. And Mrs. Lemaire was really very nervous. She said she had never seen a Dublin crowd like it. But anyway, the princess is here. And as I say, she's looking just a little pale, but very beautiful. She's in full-length candy pink, kind of seersucker satin dress. And she's got shoes to match, and she's got her hair swept back, and she's got a tiny diadem hidden in the waves. She's got long white gloves and the most lovely white ermine stole. And she's sitting on the sofa now, exchanging notes with Mrs. Lemaire and Mrs. Aiken, and her main preoccupation is for the people outside. She said, she's just saying this now, what will happen to the cars behind? And now she's just saying, one poor child nearly fainting behind my car, and there's a policeman holding her. And Mr. Aiken is telling her that he thinks everything will be all right, but they have had a very frightening experience, but it's all over now, and she's sipping champagne, and they're going down shortly. They're going to meet the photographers in a moment, and then downstairs they will be all seen by the populace in the ballroom. Well, now, what else want I tell you about the princess? Oh, yes, her dress is halter neck, and she's got a cameo brooch with a silhouette of a head, black silhouette of a head, and it's surrounded by diamonds, and she's got pearl drop earrings caught to her ears by little diamonds. The roof garden's absolutely marvellous because you can see every single point of interest in Dublin, which from an entirely different angle to what you imagine. For instance, I can see Nelson now almost on a level. I'm just about the same height as his railings. Well, the party who's up here arrived rather in dribs and drabs because they got rather separated on the street, I believe, down below. And Mrs. Dockrell, who arrived with the Lord Mayor, she has got a little diadem on her head, and she is talking now to Mrs. Aiken, and she's got a long, narrow, powder blue satin dress with pink flowers and gold shoes, and Mrs. Aiken has got a narrow, ankle-length brocade dress, and the photographers are all lining up now, and there's a tremendous amount of activity, and Mr. O'Sullivan has just opened the door, and the prince and princess are just passing me now. And they're going out, and I can't tell you, even closer too, she looks nicer, the colours come back a little to her face. And actually, another thing is, perhaps she looks paler than one expects, because she has got hardly any lipstick at all. Her dress is this rather pale, but a strong candy pink, and her lipstick is the same shade, but it's hardly any of it at all. And I can see her now, and she's standing with the prince, and the photographers are all lining up on the roof garden. And the Taoiseach is just coming behind her. He's wearing the Order of St. Gregory. And also the decoration which the Prince Rainier conferred upon him the other evening in Aris Nuthron. Isn't it lovely to see people standing out in a roof garden after this terrible day we've had, and they don't even have to wear their fur capes?